The container exercise, as the name suggests, involves the imagination of a container to help store thoughts and emotions when in distress. The technique is useful to feel more in control and settled, especially when worry, anxiety, or other difficult emotions seem to be taking over. These stored thoughts and emotions can then be addressed with the help of a counselor. To begin, find yourself a quiet spot, ideally some place you won't be disturbed for a while. Make yourself comfortable. When you're ready, gently close your eyes and bring your attention to your breathing. Take a couple of deep breaths. Notice as you inhale, hold, and then exhale. You can now return to your natural way of breathing. Next, bring to your mind the image of a container. This container can be of any form: a box, a jar, absolutely anything that comes to your mind. The essential thing is that it has a lid, that it can be shut. Take a moment to really imagine the details of this container. Notice what it looks like, how big it is, its color, what it's made of. Now, think about whatever was troubling you, your concerns, those thoughts that kept going around in your mind, the difficult emotions, the distressing sounds, smells, any bodily sensations, anything that you feel should be going into the container. Imagine that you're placing all these distressing items into the container. And shut the lid securely. Notice how the container is firmly shut. Know that even though they felt all-consuming, the container can handle these contents. Notice how you're feeling right now. Now imagine that you are setting the container aside for the time being, wherever you think it's fit to be in. Once you feel like the container has everything it needs and securely shut, you can start to come back to the present moment. Bring your attention back to your breathing and the area you are in. Take a couple of moments before you go to your next activity. Remember that this exercise is not intended to avoid problems, but to simply contain those that cannot be addressed right away. By placing stuff in the container, you are not putting it away forever. Instead, you are giving it a place to wait, instead of it running around free in your mind, creating space so you can focus on other things. You can use the container to hold your worries when they are coming in your way, and come back to them later when you feel equipped to address them, preferably with the help of a professional. You could also make a physical container and store it in your room with notes, pictures, and other items that need to be contained for a bit.